Saturday morning. Good morning. It is Trina. It's Something for the Weekend. And Paul Merriman is hopefully on the line there from AskPaul.ie. Are you there, Paul?
I am indeed, Trina. How are you?
I'm great. I'm a bit panicked, though, because today's topic is something that could definitely apply to me. So we're talking about women and pensions today. And, you know, although men and women are treated equally in relation to pension provision, there are a number of areas such as, you know, going on maternity leave, working part-time, breaks in employment, that kind of thing, that affect women that men don't have to think about.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. I think the latest statistics from the year, ESRI, were saying that women retire on about 153 quid less a week than men. So it's considerably different. There's 22% smaller pensions than men. Loads of different studies out there. Look, the main reason for this, I feel, is number one, there's been a pensions. Like, don't forget, people that are women that are retiring now in their 60s, late 60s, probably most grew up in an era where they probably had to stop working when they had children, some occupations, and they grew up in a time where they probably wouldn't have been paid the same as men. Obviously, drastically, that has changed over the last 20, 30 years, even the last 10 years, to be honest, in some cases, which is unfortunate, but we're getting in the right direction. So most of the statistics are going to be pulled from what would have been, I suppose, when it came to dual men and women employment as being different. And thank God that's changed. But I have a big fear for women that when it comes to financial planning, I think women need to be very much more savvy than men when it comes to financial planning. And actually, in fairness, just to throw this out, the stats when I look at my Instagram page, out of, I think there's about 18, 20,000 followers, the majority, like, it's well over 50% that are female. So that will probably give a good indication that women are kind of already take a little bit more financial advice than men would in some cases, you know. So I do think, though, when it comes to ladies, they need to have a financial plan in place, probably more so than men, because they will have gaps in service. So they will have, more than likely, the men to have, obviously, extended maternity leave and then parental leave. And that's just the way it kind of has been. So if you're going to take breaks in service of work, whether it's 2 or 3 years or even longer in some cases to rear children or whatever you're going to do, you need to really have a plan for it, you know. And I think that's probably what most women are missing, is that financial plan to know to maybe put more into their pension before they get married, before they have kids. So therefore, when they do have children, if they want to spend time at home or they want to work at home or whatever their situation is, that they can afford to do it and it won't interrupt their financial plan long term. Does that make sense?
Yeah. If you, what is the age, by the way? I know this might be a mad question, but at what age do you need to be started on your pension, do you think, Paul?
Look, the old way of saying this is as early as possible. You get in when you start working at the college. Now, I have a little bit of problem with that, Trina. As an advisor, I've seen different things change over the last couple of years. And what I mean by that is, I think more people need to have more financial control of their pensions. I think you need to have, like, maybe investment accounts. So what I'm saying there is that I don't think that it needs to be all focused on pensions, because when you get to retirement age, a second property, a rental property, could give you income in your retirement age.
Yeah.
You might be receiving inheritance during your life. So there's various things that will help you plan for retirement other than the pension plan. And what I'm very fearful about, and this is just coming from experience, I've had a case before, loads of these cases with ladies where they're coming in for financial planning, they're single, they've no deposit for a house, and they might have 50 grand in pension. That doesn't really make sense, because you can't get a house now. It really depends on your overall situation. So whether you're married, whether you're single, it could be the situation depends on whether you have children, whether you're a single parent. There's just so many different things to take into consideration. Mm-hmm. But as a rough rule of thumb, the earlier you start planning for anything in life, the easier it is.
Is there an age then, Paul, that it's kind of too late? Like, if you're 40 or you're 45 and you haven't done anything about it yet?
No. There's not. Like, I think once people get into their mid-50s, the big thing about pension plans, the main thing that pension has is tax relief, Trina. So you get a massive amount of tax relief paid into a pension plan. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't go into pension plans until they're on the higher rate of income tax and you're getting 40% relief. So just to quantify this, if you're putting 100 euro in, you know, it's only costing you 60 euro because the revenue are giving you back 40. So it's a massive help. And if you're on the lower rate of income tax, you're getting 20% back, which is still a massive help. So a lot of people stay away from pensions until they're on the higher rate of income tax for some reason, like, for it. If you're 40, 45, you still have 20 years. You've loads of time to plan. You've got 2 decades before you get to your mid-60s.
Yeah.
So there's no time to panic. And then there's also a lot of pension rules out there that once you have a certain amount of service, you can get a lot, like as in your employment, and you have a company pension plan, you can get a lot out tax-free as well by the time you get to 65. So, like, we've helped people that are 55 starting pensions and 58, and they drained most of the money out tax-free. So they haven't got an income for life with a pension, but they have a lot of tax-free cash, so it's really good planning. But My rough rule of thumb is that if you haven't got a company pension and you're paying into a pension yourself, unless you can really afford big lumps of money on an annual basis from 55 kind of 58, if you want to go at 65, you probably need to be looking at other ways to support yourself in retirement.
Okay, what kind of amounts are you talking about there, Paul? Large amounts, what kind of amounts?
People retire on funds of 60 or 70 grand, but they're getting pittance for life, you know. So personally, from my practice point of view, I'd like to try and get people up around the kind of 150 plus mark, at least by the time they get to retirement age. So if you're 10 years out, even with tax relief, you want to be putting in maybe 600, 800 euro before tax relief, maybe on a monthly basis. Mm-hmm. But don't forget, some people, when they get to that age, Trina, will have their mortgage paid off as well. So it might sound like a scary figure, but they're getting tax relief on it as well.
Are you joking me, Paul? Everyone's going to be paying the mortgage back till they're 100.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, again, see, I'm talking about clients that I'm dealing with now that are in their 50s. So they wouldn't be. They would have took mortgages over 20 years and maybe 25 years. But you're right, our kind of demographic are definitely going to be going up towards 100 years of age. But what I will say is that that might seem madness to me and you, Trina, but what I will say is that I really notice that when clients get to late 40s, they start really thinking about pensions, and they add, their incomes have gone up, their expenditure has gone out. If they have kids, they're nearly leaving the house. So they don't mind, where that type of figure would sound really scary to anyone listening that has a mortgage on a 2-year-old at the moment. They'd be probably laughing at me. Mm-hmm. But when you get to your late 50s, people know they need to do that to get through to retirement correctly. Does that make sense? So there's not really it's not really that scary when you get there.
Something for the weekend, and we're chatting to Paul Merriman, our financial expert from askpaul.ie. He's a financial planner, can help you in all areas of your life when it comes to your finances and money. And there's so many things to know, isn't there, Paul?
Oh, there is, yeah. It's a big world to know about.
Well, we're talking today about women and pensions, because an awful lot of friends of mine, we were talking about this, none of us have pensions. And we've realised, my God, like, what do we do when we get to 68? Because the state pension, I mean, do you get the same amount as men, or how does that work?
Yeah, everybody gets the same amount when it comes to state pension. Now, you can get what's called the contributory pension or the non-contributory pension, so it depends on whether you have stamps. You have a situation where someone's been working in the house, and there's been a lot of moves and change that over recent years where, what would you call, a housewife or a homemaker, they'd be entitled to the same, obviously, because they technically worked in the house. There's been a lot of work in the last kind of decade to rectify that, especially in the last couple of years, more than anything. But the state pension now, guys, is 248 euro and 30 cents. That's for a personal rate. Now, comes in just over 12,900 per annum. It's not an awful lot to live on, and you're not going to be really having probably the best times. If you're anyone that's earning kind of 30, 40, 50, whatever income, it's a massive drop.
You won't be going off on your cruises, basically, on that.
You'd probably be going down the canal on a dinghy. That's a dinghy.
So talk to me then about these gaps that women can have in their careers, and you know, it might be to stay at home while the kids are small, or go on extended maternity leave, whatever it might be. Does the pension, if you are paying into a pension, does it stop when you take those breaks, or do they still expect you to pay in during when you're not working?
If you have a company pension plan, I'm going to call out one or two companies just for a purpose example. Say you're working a big IT, like a Google or a Facebook or a LinkedIn, you know, or a bank or something like that. You'll probably have what's called a pension contribution, where you pay in some and the employer pays in some. And you'll also probably be paid for your maternity benefit up to a certain amount, maybe 6 months or 9 months off, depending on the company. In that case, you'll keep paying in, the company will keep paying in. But if you go on extended maternity leave, you're not being paid, or parental leave, your contributions will stop for that 6 months, 9 months, a year, 2 years, whatever you're off. Mm-hmm. Now, the problem is, you just mentioned you have no pension plan. So if you start with a personal pension plan, your employer's not paying into it, it's just you paying into your personal pension plan. And if you don't get support off your employer while you're on maternity leave, and you just have the state benefit on maternity leave, you'll have to stop your pension contributions, because you probably won't be able to afford them. And also, you'll only be paying into a pension plan if you have income tax to be paying. So if you have no income tax to be paying because you're on maternity leave, it wouldn't make sense to pay into the pension plan anyway. Okay. So, and that's where these gaps really appear. So I suppose, to kind of repeat that in kind of very simple terms, if you have a company pension plan, you might be okay for maternity leave. If you don't have a company pension plan and you have a personal pension, you probably won't be okay for maternity leave. You probably have a bigger gap.
So you'd be stopping and starting, kind of, will you?
Yeah, exactly. So it's not as simple as saying, a female on maternity leave is looked after or not looked after. It goes then down to find out what type of job you're in, whether you're self-employed or whether you have a company pension plan, and what your benefits are at work. So everybody's affected. And that's why it's always good, no matter what your situation is to get a financial planner to help you, have a financial review and see what your situation is, because everybody's going to be different. So like you mentioned, you and your friends talking, one of your friends could work in a bank and could get paid maternity leave and pension benefits for 6 months. So it's going to be different.
Yeah. Also then, you know, say if you were off and it might have been 3 or 4 years and you wanted to keep that pension going, do you have to be working, or could it, like a husband, be paying into a pension plan even if you're kind of at home?
If you're off for that 4 years, you're probably not better off paying into the pension plan because you won't be being charged income tax because you won't have an income. So usually if you're married, people might put extra into their husbands, and if you're single or cohabitate, not married as such, you could just put more into before you go on maternity leave, or else try and catch up when you get back from work. Now, I usually prefer the first option there, which is to try and put more in before you actually have, you decide to have a family, you know? Like I said, from a female point of view, I think the important thing here, and I know it sounds, I'm not trying to get out of jail card here from the advice point of view, but it literally is so different for so many women out there, depending on their own personal circumstance. So reaching out, getting a review, and trying to find out what way you fall. But you're right, Trin, like, it's for you and your friends having that conversation, it doesn't look pretty, does it, when you have no pension plan? It is a bit daunting now, where thinking, well, at 68, I only get 12, 13 grand. And in fairness, I don't think it's going to be that good for the time. Like, you're very young, obviously, Trin. But, you know, for the time you get.
In 52 years, when I'm pensionable, of pensionable age, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I forgot you're only 16. God, I keep
And years doing the show. I started doing it when I was 8.
But yeah, when you get to retirement age, it is a big deal. But it doesn't always have to be pensions. So pensions are really good because you get tax relief on the way and you get tax free growth on them as well. And also you can invest them and make really good returns. Your money's working really hard. Like, it's an overdrive, but it's in a pension, how well it works for you, believe it or not. So I think everybody should have one. I think everybody should have even a little bit of money going into it on a monthly basis. So even if that was a couple of hundred euro before income tax, you know, so if you're on the higher rate of income tax, it only costs you 160, you know, 40 quid a week, is a good start for somebody, even in their 30s or even early 40s. But, you know, the older you get, the more you need to put in to try and play that catch up.
Paul, give us your details there, how we can contact you if we're interested in doing a pension.
Yes, well, there's loads of information on pensions on my Instagram page, first of all, which is @Paul_now. And the same with Facebook as well. The Facebook page will be hopping. And then the web address is askpaul.ie. And you can book in with consultations through either of those as well, or ask us questions at any stage. Through Instagram, we try and get back to everybody within kind of 24, 36 hours. So yeah, I think there's a wealth of information on that page. And then, like I said, if you want the consultation to get one set up, just slam the page and book a consultation. It's that easy.
Great. Thanks so much, Paul. This is Something for the Weekend. No problem. It's Classic Hits.